Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 933, up to 33 today. The snow has come and gone, and there's plenty of it out there. Be careful driving. Probably still slick. Sanders and plows have been out. Not that it really requires a lot of plowing, but I think it's more so the sanding than anything. But, there, you know, side streets, they might issue a snow alert. I don't know.
Possibly. I am still seeing on Twitter lots of reports of car accidents and stuff like that. In fact, just read one that said, watched a pickup and trailer jackknife on the ramp of the Canton exit. So south, there, it's still really, really slippery as well. Yeah. So
I forgot to mention it. Like, this was a few weeks ago. I was going north on I-29, coming back from my folks in Beresford, and I was just approaching the Canton exit bridge, and I was about even with the beginning of the off-ramp when a semi-truck full of giant round bales was going under it.
Oh.
He didn't clear it.
Oh!
Poof! And, I mean, they were such big, heavy bales, they didn't, you know, just kind of sheared the very top off. And they didn't fall off the truck or anything. And I saw the brake lights come on the semi in my rearview mirror before they disappeared in the cloud of dust.
Oh, man.
That was...
That's quite the sight to see.
Yeah. If you're behind that truck at that moment, I'm pooping my pants.
Yeah.
Right. Holy cow. Then, right there.
I have to ask you a question.
Yeah?
Earlier there, you were referring to the Zumba thing and that I should take the classes. Were you calling me fat?
Oh, would you stop being a
girl? Were
you
calling me fat?
I was. You know I wasn't.
Really? Because you were like, hey, Mel, there, look, Zumba classes you can take.
And, well, it was the fitness whatever thing that Alicia was talking about. No, I was talking about your gym phobia nonsense.
Mm.
That's all I was talking about.
Really? Because it seemed like you were calling me fat.
If I was going to call you fat, I'd call you fat.
Because if you looked at comparisons from last year, my birthday, to this year, holy cow, I got skinny, comparably.
And if you look at pictures of me from last year and me from this year, I'm virtually identical except for the hair.
Which is driving me crazy.
And the facial hair.
I would really like you to cut your hair. I know your wife likes when your hair is longer and stuff, but...
I would love to do it as well.
I don't really like it.
But that's... It's my motivation to... lose weight because I made a deal with myself. I'm not cutting my hair until I hit 250.
Okay, so how much time or how much you got left?
Last time I weighed myself 19 pounds.
So you've only
lost, well, when I first made the deal with myself, I was 275, 276, somewhere in there. So
okay,
I have made
lost.
Some progress.
Okay.
But
I feel like I should be helping you.
I could lose it faster if I was more diligent in my days at the gym.
Because I really don't like your hair.
Neither do I.
I'm not trying to be mean.
You know how long it takes me to do my hair in the morning?
I'm sure.
At least 2 minutes. And I know that sounds silly, but for me, that's an eternity to spend on my hair.
I suppose.
I mean, before, it would be...
It's just so long and curly.
45 seconds tops.
Crazy looking.
When I've got a fresh haircut, 45 minutes is all it... Or 45 seconds is all it... 45 minutes.
I can't imagine you ever spending 45 minutes on your hair.
No. No.
No.
No.
Ever.
That would never happen.
Never.
Even now, that would never happen. The only way that would happen is if I was trying to teach myself how to straighten it.
Okay. It's not quite long enough to... Well, maybe you could straighten it.
It's getting there.
It would look very interesting if I straightened it for you, though. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That would look interesting.
Maybe in another month, because I won't be at 250 a month from now, we should do that.
I can bring my straightener in.
You have a flat iron?
Yeah, of course I do.
I'm a little depressed. I know what that is. So, why is Rudolph's nose red?
Because he was born that way?
I have the answer.
Okay.
A new study published in the British Medical Journal by scientists from Norway and the Netherlands figured out why Rudolph's red-nosed reindeer has a red nose. They determined it's because it has an exceptional blood flow. An exceptional flow of red blood cells, pardon me. They help prevent freezing, regulate his brain temperature, and make him the ideal candidate to pull Santa's sleigh under extreme cold temperatures. They also found that the average reindeer has a 25% higher density of red blood cells in its nose than a human. And Rudolph's concentration must have been even higher than that, because you could say it glows. Yeah. Okay. Good job, scientists in Norway and Netherlands, on figuring that out.
Yeah.
Now, back to curing cancer. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
36-year-old Christopher Channey, the man who hacked the accounts of dozens of celebrities, including Scarlett Johansson, Mila Kunis, and Christina Aguilera, was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He was looking at 121 years behind bars, but he cut a deal. According to the HuffingtonPost.com, Lindsay Lohan made about $1.6 million in 2012 and racked up about $514,000 in debt. So where did the other $1.1 million go? Well, there's taxes, assuming Lindsay is paying them these days, and her legal bill this year could have been in the hundreds of thousands. Sources tell the New York Daily Times that NBC is thinking about giving The Tonight Show to Jimmy Fallon when Jay Leno's contract expires in 2014. But the real question is, would Leno finally be ready to leave at that point? And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
And then there's Conan, still stuck on TBS.
Poor thing.
They should give it to him.
They should.
Not Jimmy Fallon.
They should.
Leave Jimmy Fallon wasting away in the late, 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 late spot. 9:30 with LMFAO.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:49. We're topping out at 33 today, 27 right now.
Every time it's a hero.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Mine's actually one of those heartwarming hero stories.
Oh, okay.
Like a real hero. It's tough to find a way to help people affected by the tragedy at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, and there just aren't enough words to use or ways to replace what was lost. But a church group in Chicago is doing what they can. Lutheran Church Charities has sent a team of 10 Golden Retrievers to Newtown, Connecticut to comfort people. They're called canine comfort dogs, and it's pretty simple. They approach grieving people and try to make friends. People who aren't ready to talk to other people can just sit and pet the dog for a while. The idea is that they're at least interacting with someone when words aren't enough.
That's very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Now I'm going to completely ruin the vibe you had going there.
Okay, way to go.
Do something in the toilet.
Okay, well, you know, that's how it works.
I should have gone first.
Maybe you should have.
How many marriages crumble because of horrible flatulence?
Marriages are ruined?
Like, seriously, how many do you think are?
I don't know if they actually put in the divorce reasonings thing because they had a really bad gas.
Irreconcilable odors?
Yeah. Like, he wouldn't get his butt fixed or something.
Well, bad gas is silent but deadly. Two marriages. For sure. At least one. On Sunday, 46-year-old Michael Manitis of Spartanburg, South Carolina, was apparently producing some horrible odors. And it infuriated his wife, 41-year-old Shannon Manitis. She ended up grabbing a can of vanilla-scented Lysol and sprayed her husband with it. It got in his eyes, and he responded by throwing something at Shannon. He says it was a plastic water bottle. She says it was a glass of iced tea. Anyway, the cops came to sort it out. Michael explained that he had an upset stomach and told them the story. The cops thought the liquid splashed on the wall from Michael's throw clearly looked like water, not tea. They consulted with a local judge and ended up deciding there wasn't enough probable cause for any arrests.
Oh, my.
Because you know what the legal precedent is for that anyway.
What is it?
The one who smelt it dealt it.
Oh, you think so?
I think that's probably
legal?
Why.
That's legal?
Oh, it was when I was in third grade.
No.
Time for us to scoot. Ben's in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.